Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You.
Oh, I bet. Amazing way.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that our good friend Rick Maurer is here, too. Ladies and gentlemen, Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back more than... coming up on 13 years, he's been a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want, and which is a great book and my constant lament around here. And he's our good friend, Rick Maurer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back. And one of the things that you want to talk about today is the concept of the power bar. Now, we all know what power bars are. They're these things that you eat to give you a little extra energy when you're working out or when you're exercising or competing or whatever. But your power bar doesn't come in a wrapper, does it, Rick?
No, it doesn't. Yeah, I refer to this power bar as the energy bar, because what you're really looking at is energy, and that's exactly what a power bar gives you. And
right.
If you are trying to get someone else, another person, a group, the whole organization, to support you in some idea, it's really important to what you're doing is you're having to shift their energy. Something has to happen where you go, oh, okay, I'll do that. Sure, how much money do you need? I mean, you know, that something has to shift energy, and often we pay attention to our sales pitch, and I'm talking about even with spouses. We talk about the brilliance of our idea, and we don't pay attention to, so where's their energy and where does it need to be? And that's mm-hmm. a fundamental mistake, just fundamental.
So, all right, so walk us through give us another example of this. You're saying that we often get excited about things, and we expect the other people to match our excitement?
Yep. Yeah. Either we expect
and
them to
we,
match
we
our
presume
excitement.
We presume that they're on board, don't we?
Well, yeah. We either presume they're on board, or we think, but they ought to be on board if they know what's
right.
good for
who
them.
Would, who
or
wouldn't
once
like
they
this?
See how brilliant I am.
Who wouldn't like this, right?
Exactly. And I work with major changes in organizations, but also I work with individuals who are just trying to get that person down the hall interested in something,
mm-hmm.
and it's the same phenomenon. It's almost like we get out ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine I'm trying to sell you something. Let's say it's actual sales kind of thing. And if all I'm interested is making the sale of my product, I'm not listening to you. I'm not listening to the signals, everything you're saying, Rick. I just bought new siding last month. Yeah, but this will last you. I'm not even paying attention. And what happens is your resistance continues to grow. And I had a call from a vendor earlier this week who would not take, and I said, no, I'm not interested. Yeah, you're not interested now, but there could be, let me ask you this, Mr. Maurer. And I said, no, I'm not interested. She said, well, I can't take no for an answer. And I said, well, you're going to have to. And I hung up. I mean, you know?
Yeah, listen real close. Click. Now, when I hear something, here's an interesting,
exactly.
Here's an interesting thing that's happened to me before. And perhaps it's happened to you. And this is the thermonuclear example of what you're talking about. Try to give somebody something that you think that they're going to love, and you're going to give it to them for free, and when you do, they don't want it. I mean, never mind you're trying to convince them to convert to another religion. Never mind that you're not going to try to sell them siding or a new set of snow tires. We're talking about, I've got this thing here that people pay money for, that's revered in some, as a god in some countries. I'm going to give it to you. And they're saying like, well, I really don't want that. Have you ever had that to happen before? That's a weird feeling.
I haven't had that exact thing, but I've had things where people basically do not have any respect for what I believe. In fact, they aren't even interested in what I believe.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have people come to the door. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So you think we got an energy bar issue here?
We do. And let me give a business example.
Give us a real quick teaser, and let's go to a break, and we'll talk about it on the other side.
Okay. I have somebody who's working with a planning group, and the planning group just was not paying attention to the other stakeholders.
Right. All right. We're going to tell that story after these messages, folks. You probably had this happen in your business before. I know I have. Or with our customers. How about that? That's a big part of this. So we're going to talk about Rick's energy bar ideas after these messages. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.